We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you until 6 o'clock. Max Power produces and engineers the show at 869-1240. That's how you can reach us to give us your thoughts. Top 10 Wednesday, the category today, Jeff, is?
Basically staying at home. Your reasons that it could be enjoyable, mine are kind of like excuses. For not leaving
the house. Yours are excuses because you do prefer staying at home.
Of course.
I prefer a mixture. But I also value staying at home, and that's not a choice at this point. So I'm trying to make the best of it. Number 10 on your list of excuses or reasons to stay at home.
The weather. Sometimes it could be bad weather. I don't want to go out in that bad weather. And then sometimes, hey, it's nice out. I'm just going to kind of take a walk around the house or go outside where I live instead of maybe an activity out in the park or something. So weather.
So a nice weather, you view that as a good reason to stay home.
For me, now it is because we have.
That doesn't jive with anything. That your wife can't enjoy that. Hey, honey, it's beautiful outside. Let's walk around the house.
No, I mean, I mean around the house outside, like, but we have a lot of space that we can go walking.
Well, that's going to get old.
Not really.
Number 9.
Why would that get old?
Just walking around the house? I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Number 9 is I went out last night. I'm not going out again tonight. That's crazy.
You're not going out again? Well, that's your reason?
Yeah, I'm staying home tonight. I went out last night. I've never gone out last night, but I assume some people have, and that would be a good reason to stay home today.
This is depressing.
Have you ever done that? Like, no, I can't again tonight, fellas.
Yeah,
like,
back in my drinking days.
Yeah, well, you went out most nights.
No, I didn't go out most nights. But there were times when you got to answer the bell twice, two nights in a row.
You can't do it.
I used to be able to. Now I don't answer it once. Those days are over. And the world's the best, better for it, by the way.
Well, I would hope so, yes.
Number 8.
You don't need to be out there gallivanting around, as they say.
Number 8.
Number 8 is something good on television. Why do I want to leave when
even with a DVR?
Duke's playing Florida State tonight. I got to see that live.
You've never stayed home to watch a college game.
No.
In your life.
Just the Shockers.
Yeah, but Duke, Florida is going to cause
Duke,
you to.
Florida State. Those are two top five teams in the country, essentially.
By the way, Misty's down here at the moment, sitting by my side. Have you ever seen a more adorable dog?
She's cute. I don't understand why she'll go upstairs at some point during the midst of this conversation, and then if I go upstairs and come back down, she'll follow me.
She is her own dog. She has tendencies and habits that you can't explain. That's what makes her special. She is her own puppy.
Love the kid.
All right.
So that was number 8 on my list of reasons to stay home. And you know what? Several of these apply, except for you went out last night. Hopefully you're not doing anything like that.
Who? Me?
Anybody. Don't go out last night and don't go out tonight.
Yeah, I don't. This is not the time to be going out, and that's why even you know we're all excited that the Starlight Theater's open. And more, listen, more, if you want to go, go. But I don't want to go there. That's way too many people.
No. Those movies will come out on video and on demand at some point.
I recognize people get cabin fever. I understand that. But given the circumstances, go order an Alexa Prime Video.
What, Alexa? No, you can't say her name.
Oh, my bad.
She's going crazy.
She is kind of one. Prime Video. I'll get back. I'm working on how I say things, and I might not have it
right. By the way, when you hold on. Have you not taught her your voice yet?
Alexa, shut the hell up. Okay, what's number 7 on your list?
Number 7 on my list of reasons to stay at home, too tired.
Well, that's number
too
7,
tired.
6, 5.
Had to work late tonight. I got a big project I'm working on. I would love to, but this is can't. Just can't.
Really?
Can't answer the bell.
Too tired.
Too tired or too old.
You're not old. Don't play the old card.
I'm not going to be going out at 37.
Dude,
and
37
is
in the prime of life.
No, not really.
Yes, it is. Are you kidding?
37?
You think you're past the prime of your
of
life
course.
At 37?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the most ludicrous thing
what
I've ever heard.
What is the prime of someone's life?
You're like the 50s were the best decade I ever
why?
Had.
Why?
So much good happened. Everything good. I was out and about. I was having fun. I was social. I met my wife.
Yeah. Well, I've already done all that.
She killed all the social. No, not just kidding. But I did calm down considerably. And 50s were outstanding. 60s. When you get to the 60s, all bets are off.
So I still have some prime years left.
Well, I would hope. 37? That's ridiculous.
I am the Stan Musial of life.
What does that mean?
He played till he was like 40, didn't he? 41?
That's baseball. That's not life.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Not really.
Baseball is a reflection of life. You're about done at 40. You should get out.
If that's really the way you view life, I would hate to spend... I feel terrible for your wife and child. I really do. If that's truly the way you view life, like, oh, man, I'm 37, it's over. 37.
I'm not saying it's over, but I'm not saying I'm in my prime either.
I was 37 in 1992. And, man, I was.
And I looked at you and said, man, it is
no,
finito
it
for this
guy. It was going
guy.
Well in 1992. I was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 on your list, and this is an awful list.
I love it.
This is the most depressing thing I've ever heard on this show.
This goes along with went out last night, too tired, got to wake up early tomorrow, can't go out tonight. And, I mean, don't all those things kind of go together?
This is honestly one of the more depressing things I've ever heard.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I feel good about it. I'm not even sure I have 10. I think I do.
Well, if it's just a variation of you being sleepy, this is a terrible segment.
It's not all sleepy, but it kind of is.
It's all, it
I
all
gotta
involves
wake up.
You being sleepy
That's
or
why
tired.
Those are the middle choices. It gets better.
Where are we on this?
5? 4?
What was 6?
Went out last night.
Number 5.
I don't know. You're broke. I'm not, of course, but that's a
so
reason.
So you're broke and tired. What kind of a life do you
I'm
have?
I'm not saying it's me that's saying these things. These are just reasons to stay home in general.
What about these apply to you?
No, I don't. Me, broke? Nothing.
Well, you'd always say you're broke. I've never seen you pick up a bill, I'll tell you that.
I never will.
How many dinners have we had together
you
where
know
I've kind of picked up the tab or paid for Aaron?
Isn't that what parents do? Am I supposed to be stepping in?
And not one time, not once, have you picked up the tab.
Thank you. That I appreciate that about myself. I see that as a badge of honor.
I'm on a limited income. I'm on a fixed income. I'm over here waiting. I'm right now.
Everybody on Earth right now is on a fixed
income. I'm watching
income.
For the mailman to bring a check of some kind so that I can live.
Yeah, but you've managed your money way better than I will ever.
Well, how do you know that?
Because you retired and you were able to. My generation, retirement might as well be a four-letter word. It's just you avoid it. It's not going to happen.
Number four on your list of 10 things that make you sleepy. That's
no,
all I'm getting out of
this. 10 reasons to stay home. You're sick.
Message, Jeff's list sucks. Yours will be better. He didn't do it right.
Who said that?
You don't need to know.
Tell me.
Number four.
I just said it.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Number four.
I don't remember what I said. These aren't in any order.
Well,
you're sick.
You're sick?
Yeah, that's the reason.
Okay, so you're sick, tired, and broke. I've never heard of anything.
Right, so this is, you're staying home. Where do I have to go?
This is a terrible list. You know that, right? I agree with whomever
this
was. Who was
that?
Not going to tell you. You might get you might text him and tell him to, you know what?
Well, I will.
Number three on your list of weak reasons to stay home.
No, having the house to yourself. If other people are going out and you get to stay in and you just kind of have the run.
What would a psychologist say about this list?
That it's brilliant.
I kind of view myself as a little bit of a psychologist.
Of course.
This is a depressing.
A psychologist's dream.
Sad. I don't know.
How good is that? You know you like that. You don't want to be alone for like a whole weekend, but a Friday night your wife goes out.
I hate it when my wife's not here.
Really?
Yes.
All the time?
When she goes to Southeast Kansas or she has a meeting or I absolutely hate it.
I value some alone.
So now
time.
You're saying you enjoy it when your wife's not at home.
Occasionally, but she knows that. It's not like I keep it a secret.
Does she enjoy it when you're not at home?
I'm always home.
Well, give her a break sometime.
Like she goes and does her thing occasionally.
Number three on this.
That was number three.
Rush it through. Number two.
Your pets.
And we knew that was coming. Number two.
Number two
is
your pets.
You have cats.
That's the same. I'll choose Nettie over any of y'all. Including that person who sent the mean text.
Really?
Yeah.
So your cat, I wish you loved all your cats.
I do.
It bothers me that you don't love them all. It bothers me that you single out one time after time.
I love Nettie Harris. Nettie Harris and I have
what other cat do you love?
Cosmic connection. Sue and Seven.
What about Kai?
Nah.
Really?
She doesn't do anything for me.
Why? She doesn't pay attention to you?
She just, there's nothing to the kid. I love her, of course, but that's Aaron's cat, and we don't associate.
Well, Aaron would completely disagree with you.
No, she wouldn't. Everyone knows the pecking order around my house.
And your number one excuse, reason to stay home. I'm going to give you a list, by the way, of the things that are good about staying
home.
Well,
that's good. That's the main event. This is the appetizer. Number one reason to stay home, a global pandemic. If that's going on, stay home.
There you go.
And it is, so do that, please.
So there you go. Is it trying for you to even get out to come over here for the show?
It wasn't today. I was kind of looking forward to it.
But in many cases, it is.
Sometimes. But I got to resolve things with Earl. I got to do this list, talk to Mike Furchess. It's all good.
Let's get to Chuck. He's on the hotline. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Was that as difficult to get through out there in the listening audience as it was here in my West Wichita studio?
Yeah, I know we're supposed to not dig at Jeff, but that was like a 1960s grade B black and white movie that you wished you never watched and never want to hear again.
What was wrong with the list, Chuck? Spell it out for me.
It was depressing, right, Chuck? I mean,
It was totally depressing, and, I mean, sitting there and, okay, not to go out, I'm going to walk around the house, and I'm going to play with my animals. And it was.
That's a dream existence for a lot of people.
Well, I'd like to see the lot. I know it might be for you, but and more power to you.
The disgust in your voice, Chuck, is palpable.
I appreciate
Thank you for the call, Chuck.
Okay, bye.
Now, Chuck's a guy that's always told it like it is, doesn't pull punches, and then we appreciate that. Sometimes the list won't work out. I knew when you revised the tone of the list. I knew that
I didn't revise it. That was always the list.
Well, thank goodness I didn't choose to go that way.
Well, yeah, it'll work out.
Because my list is going to be a little more uplifting, a little more fun.
Thank you.
I like staying at home, but I like staying at home, and there are reasons, there are things you can do at home.
There's reasons for you to like staying at home. My reasons were just to stay at home.
Right.
Right. Do you ever get a mental picture of what some of our callers look like? What do you think Chuck looks
like? I have Chuck as a 60.
Doesn't he have a mustache?
No. Chuck
really?
Has a very, he's clean shaven. He has white hair.
I've always pegged him
clean shaven,
as a brunette.
White hair. And a little bit kind of tan in the face.
Well, I'd like to meet him someday. And I hope I get that opportunity.
That's my opinion. About
that's
Chuck.
More interesting than you trying to guess where people are from. Guess what they look like.
That
if we don't
that
know
day, how about the day I guessed where the guy was from?
After like 31.
No,
guesses.
I got one right on.
Well, you said you're in the Western Hemisphere, and he said, "Well, yeah."
Let's get to James. James, hello.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, James, you're
on. Okay. Oh,
we got you.
Hey. Number one, I know. I've heard you talk about you like nicknames, so you can call me Jim Willie.
Okay, Jim Willie.
All right.
Western Hemisphere, Jim Willie.
Jim Willie, that would mean that you're from somewhere southwest of Wichita. Am I right?
Northwest. You got the west side right.
I meant northwest.
Of course.
Probably out in the Colwich area.
He was calling you a bumpkin, Jim Willie.
No, not that far out. I'm over by Central and Tyler.
Okay. What do you have for us today?
Well, I've been a big part of the Bill Self Cystic Fibrosis Golf Tournament the years that it's taken place. My son has cystic fibrosis. And there's a new drug that came out for cystic fibrosis called Trifecta or something like that. And anyhow, my son's he's qualified to take it. And in taking it, just to give you an example, he's like 5'9", and he had weighed like 104 pounds, so he's really skinny. And after a month of taking it, he gained 10 pounds immediately. He went to a CF clinic visit today, and his prior visit, his lung function was at 74%. Today it was at 94%.
That's
so don't give up hope for all these researchers that are looking for this cure for coronavirus, because it'll happen. If they can find it for that, they can find it for anything.
Absolutely. Well, that's good news. Thanks for sharing it with us.
You bet.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit, but at some point we'll have a vaccine for this virus, and it'll be a thing of the past. At least that's the hope.
Yeah, it'll happen.
That seems to be the way we're headed. 869-1240 as we move on with Top 10 Wednesday. This list that I'm putting out there are things that you can do at home that make it worthwhile, that I've personally kind of enjoying.
Always got to be the bad guy, don't I?
Well, what? This is how I interpreted what you wanted.
Okay, then let's hear it.
You gave us the tired, depressing reasons to stay home. I'm going to try to give you some other reasons. Although some of mine are not that exciting. Let's be honest. It's not like I'm setting the world on fire.
I know,
here.
Which is why I thought maybe you'd encourage staying at home for, I don't know, whatever. Go. Hit me.
Number 10, and you can't really tell it, but I'm trying to get my office straightened up during this time.
A little organization period.
A little bit, but I got so much stuff down here.
It looks fine.
That I don't know what to do with all of it.
If it's cluttered, but it can still be organized if it's cluttered. You know, it could be, you know where everything is, and that's
really all
that
matters. I threw away a ton of stuff, and I still got a ton of stuff. I don't exactly know what to do about it.
Well, to me, it looks fine. You have way too many tables and, like, places to put things on top of in this room, but
we could get rid of a table or two.
What's the thing you said you made?
That cedar chest over there.
That?
Yeah.
You made that?
Yeah.
No.
Eighth grade. It's a nice effort.
With the switches on it?
No. Be serious. A cedar chest. On top
you
of it.
Like I know the
do
difference.
You not know
of,
what cedar is?
The difference of woods.
You don't know what.
Oh, that thing.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
See, I love catching you in embarrassing moments. A guy who doesn't know cedar.
I don't know the shades of wood.
That's the problem.
And who
you
does?
Know what, you know what the problem is?
That I don't know weird stuff?
The problem is that they stopped teaching this kind of stuff to you people. And
really?
Instead they put you in a class and said, I don't know what they said. You didn't take a shop class ever in your life.
I took home ec.
You didn't take shop. You
I
didn't
took
learn
home
how
ec.
To, you didn't learn how to build.
I got a passing grade because I wrote a nice letter to the teacher.
Home ec's not shop.
It's the same. You cook, you clean, you do it.
I mean, nobody ever taught you anything.
Thank you.
I worked with tools.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did.
You've never put a tool in my hand, and now I go to my office where sometimes I have to do a little of that stuff, and I'm embarrassed because I don't know how.
Well, you should be embarrassed.
I am.
Number 9. I can't even read what I wrote. I can't even read this. Number 9 is my routine in the morning.
Okay.
Of turning on the television. Watching whatever. Sometimes it's the news. Sometimes it's an episode of Andy Griffith. Sometimes it's whatever. And toast with butter and jelly.
That's what I heard.
And that's I enjoy that. That's a routine of mine.
It's a nice effort.
And the windows are open, and I can see outside, and it's spring.
The cedar trees are swaying in the distance.
But I know what cedar looks like.
I don't.
It's embarrassing. I'm almost ready to call up North High and say, what'd you teach this guy?
Hopefully nothing like trees.
Number 8, taking Misty for a little drive and driving. I like driving through Wichita, and I like seeing the town. I've driven past the new ballpark 100 times.
Can't wait till it's occupied.
So does that count as staying home, going for drives?
No, it doesn't.
It kind of does.
Of course it doesn't.
One of the advantages of staying home is getting away from home.
You can do that anytime. That's not
an advantage.
What?
If it was not an advantage of staying home, then what would it be?
That'd be like one of the best parts of school is skipping.
That reminded me of Larry David again in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No.
Do you watch that show?
I've seen clips. I wonder if you'd like it. YouTube rabbit hole where I watched a bunch of clips.
I wonder if you'd like it.
I think he's funny.
I think you would. He gets great guests.
I don't mind Richard Lewis and Jeff Garlin. And is Ted Danson on that show?
Ted Danson. I mean, you name it, they're on it. Mila Kunis was on. Vince Vaughn's now a regular on that show. He's got all kinds of people.
Good
Sean Penn was on.
Don't care for Sean Penn, but I'm sure he's fine.
Another advantage of being at home is just walking through the neighborhood. You have an opportunity to do those things.
That's not at home.
That's an advantage. If I'm not at home, I can't walk through my neighborhood.
We're trying to encourage people to be home right now.
It's okay to walk through your neighborhood.
I understand that, but that's not a home activity. You have to walk out the front door to do that.
Number 6, doing a little more cooking. I've never been good at cooking, but I don't mind it.
What would you cook if you could cook anything? What would you make? Because you and I do not have the most broad tastes, and I don't.
Well, you know my go-to.
Don't say eggs and Vienna sausage.
No. Well, it's the Vienna sausage casserole.
No. What?
It's the casserole I make.
You put Vienna sausage Here's in a what casserole?
Here's what I do, and I know people are wondering. I cook up a pound of hamburger. I throw in green beans, corn, and peas. A pound of potatoes or whatever. I dice up some potatoes. You put some Worcester sauce on it. And then you got two
you
little cans of Vienna sausage that you slice up.
And then I try to push those aside.
You cook it for 60 minutes at 350 degrees. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's just wonderful.
Okay. I'll go back to the original question. What would you cook if you could cook anything? What would you make?
I don't know. I don't have
your hamburger casserole. I don't think
no Vienna sausage casserole.
Whatever, but that's not what you. If you had a 3-star, 2-star Michelin restaurant, what would be on the menu tonight?
I'd do some kind of pasta.
You're not getting a star for that. Continue.
Where am I? 10987655. Number 5. Really delving into my streaming services.
Fair.
Netflix and Prime, and Hulu, I guess. I don't know that I have Hulu, but I have Netflix and Prime, and we just finished Jack Ryan, and it's fantastic. So look forward to that. That's fun.
We had to buy a signal booster today because our internet signal can't stream much. Netflix works great.
Did the booster work?
Well, we haven't received it yet. We ordered it. So well, I hope it works.
Hopefully that'll resolve some issues.
It was an undertaking. It was an expense. So hopefully, yes, that it works.
Well, it better work.
Yeah.
Number 4, utilizing carryout for dinner. We've done that a couple times. DeFazio's, Cholita's. We've enjoyed it.
I need to get
we
to
We feel
Cholita's.
Like we're supporting our local restaurants, and that's important to
does,
do.
Does Emperor's count? I think they're local, right? They don't have it's not like a chain.
Yeah, they're local.
Well, I went there yesterday.
Did you carry out?
Of course.
Number 3 for me on reasons that I enjoy staying at home. And I'm not so far struggling with this at all because I'm a little bit of a homebody. Number 3 would be sitting on my back porch. Just looking at the lawn and the yard and the birds and having Misty out there. I do that every day for 30 minutes or so. Just looking on my phone, taking in the surroundings.
I sang a little karaoke to myself today.
I'm talking about my list.
Looking out my back door CCR.
I don't care what you did. That's not any reason to stay home. That's a reason to leave home.
But you said looking out your back door, your back porch.
Right. Not looking out, so sitting out there.
I karaoke to an audience of zero, just me.
Nobody heard it.
No. Just felt like singing, and I wanted to sing that song.
Well, I guess that was fun. I don't know. I can't imagine.
I liked it.
I can't imagine that being fun. You know, one of the things that's happening is people are at home more. Are you getting, tons of videos sent to you on Facebook?
Not.
I am.
From who?
Oh, everybody.
Here's what's happening to me on Facebook. It slowed down in recent days, but I was getting a deluge of friend requests.
Really?
Yes.
Do you accept them now?
Yes.
Well, you eliminated 1,000 or so ago.
It was several years ago, and I've hopefully gained some of those folks back.
We continue to be completely baffled by social media. At least I do. The Nothing. Pros and cons. There should be a class in that.
Well, we got time.
And I'll teach it.
Me, you got to make it an online course.
Number 2.
On Twitter.
There you go. Number 2 for me is this little contraption right over here.
Alexa.
A-L-E-X-A. Don't say
Alexa,
it's
play.
Alexa, no.
Alexa, off.
Alexa, off. Now we're going to get this whole diet. There we go. But
I was hoping she'd be a...
It's a great thing.
You think we should interview Alexa for the
be
next
quiet, Jeff.
For the next segment?
You're not funny.
Should we? We could have a conversation.
And number 1 for me is that little puppy dog that right now is upstairs on the couch waiting for my wife to get home. As long as I have her here, I'm good.
I have a text. Not a video, but a text.
I don't care what you have.
Have your dad put that recipe on his Pinterest page. That's a good idea.
I don't, you know what? I don't have a Pinterest page.
That's the joke.
And if I did have a Pinterest page, I'd put up all my recipes.
all your Vienna sausage-based recipes.
What is
with you and Vienna sausage?
My mom made me a Vienna sausage and scrambled eggs as a kid, and I loved it. And that was a staple of my youth.
Do you think there's another 65-year-old man out there just clamoring for Vienna sausage?
Let me tell you what I don't care about is whether there is anybody out there who does anything I do.
Well, you should, at least in this case.
Let me tell you what happens when you're 65. You don't care about how you're perceived.
I know. Okay. How about a 32-year-old man who's out there clamoring for Vienna sausage?
You say all the time that, I want to be liked or whatever.
No, I don't. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
But I am liked.
Well,
it's not that I want to be. For the most part.
You care a lot about being liked.
For the most part, I feel comfortable that a lot of people, maybe if they don't like me, they tolerate me. There's a few people that are haters. Listen.
You've got the respect of the community.
I don't know about that.
Mostly.
For the most part. I mean, I've been beating down the doors in Wichita for my entire life. You seen that thing where people put where they've lived?
Yes.
You'd have one. Well, you've lived in Wichita and Columbus, Ohio.
I count Atlanta.
And Derby, briefly.
Did I?
You lived in Derby very briefly.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I count Atlanta, too, for the four-month internship.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I've lived in three places.
Hilliard, Wichita, Atlanta. Derby.
Winfield, Derby, Wichita.
There you go.
Never lived anywhere else.
See,
I see all these people with these places they've lived, 10, 11. I don't want that.
Well, if you did houses, you'd have, like, four posts.
You know what? I'll put up all the streets I've lived on.
Think of them. Do you think you can?
I'd have to go through it. I've lived on almost every house on Sheridan in this city.
What are you talking about? You've lived
Sheridan Street.
In one house on Sheridan.
No, I've lived in three.
Really?
I had a little life before you came along, pal.
Oh, okay.
I've lived in three houses just on North Sheridan.
I can count. I know of two. What was the third?
You don't need to know. I've lived on Bella Vista. I've lived on Gow. I've lived on Westridge. All those in the same neighborhood.
Longfellow.
I've lived on Longfellow. Fort. I've lived on Baltimore. I've lived downtown twice.
Douglas.
On both times on Douglas.
Carlos.
I've lived on Carlos Street.
Does Carlos Street still exist?
In Riverside?
Of course it does.
Hold on.
If you live or know of Carlos Street, please call.
It's a beautiful street in the middle of Riverside.
And let me know that it's not just urban legend.
Well, drive over there.
The yellow house on Carlos.
It's a duplex, and it's not yellow anymore.
Who would paint that?
All right, let's get in a break. There you have it, Top 10 Wednesday. Could have been painful, but you know what? We're doing the best we can. We'll be back, our final full segment on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.